This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Johnny Jasno is filling in for Ryder this morning. You went away for the long weekend.
Yeah.
How was it? You went on a road trip
with your
wife and son.
Yeah, it was a touch and go. He's two. Like, so we went to Saskatchewan to see my parents. We stopped in Lloyd. We had to like get out and play in Lloyd to get the energy out, because he was just not having it. Downloaded 45 hours of shows. Didn't want to watch anything.
What were your go-to car snacks for your first road trip with Jackson?
So we did, we tried to be healthy, in quotation marks.
Oh God, doesn't everyone try
so
that?
So tough.
You never touch those snacks.
No, because you pack like the Fiber One bars and the apples and bananas. Nobody wants that in the car.
Yeah, no.
Not one person. So he likes nibs, we found out.
Well, your son and I cannot hang out because if there's anything that gives me a diarrhea, I think it's the dye. I don't know what it is, Johnny. There's something about nibs that I'm like, get those away from me.
And when Jackson likes something, he always goes, more. So you give him a nib, more. Give him another, more. It doesn't stop. We also found out, first time ever, he likes ketchup chips as well. Those are a big hit.
A true Canadian boy.
Yeah.
We asked this actually after Johnny and I were texting last night, just like figuring out what we wanted to talk about on the show today. We asked on Play 107 YEG's Facebook page, like, what is your go-to road trip snack? And I have the top five answers here right now.
Lay it on me.
Before I get into those, I just want to make fun of the people that had bad answers.
Okay.
This one here says cut up fruit. I'm not going on a road trip with you. This one here says garlic sausage. Also not going on a road trip with you. I can't imagine your burps.
You open the door after, the car would just smell.
Yeah. And this one here, cigarettes. So those are the people that I'm like, I will drive myself.
That's awesome.
But here are the top five answers. We have Hawkins Cheesies.
Perfect.
In
love
fifth
it.
Place. I love that it's specific. We're not talking about like the cheesy puffs.
No. Nope.
It's got to be the Hawkins hard cheesies. Twizzlers, like you said.
Yeah, perfect.
Corn nuts.
Hate them.
I love corn
nuts. They break my teeth.
No, they're so good. The ranch flavor. Every time I get my car detailed, I'm like, okay, no eating in my car at all. And then I'll stop at the gas station, grab a bag of corn nuts. One of them falls in between my seat and the middle console. And I'm like, all right. Eat whatever you want in here. Game over. There are corn nuts everywhere. I love them. Okay. And then we got chips.
Yep. Always popular.
The number one answer, which I'm assuming everybody listening knows, is beef jerky. It is the number one answer when I'm looking through this.
So good.
Majority of them are saying beef jerky, but it's so funny. Like, who do we think we are on road trips? Like, we're on a keto diet all of a sudden? I think not. But yeah, hit us up on the text line or give us a call. What do you think is like the best road trip snack, Shane?
Ooh, Bugles.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Please tell me you're not the driver because you got to be putting those on your fingers, right?
Yeah, but if you stick your hand in, still driving with one hand, and you pop a few on a finger, then you're good.
What do you call those, wizard fingers?
That is the most senior citizen answer I've ever heard.
It is the best answer. That is like 90s through and through.
It is 90s through and through.
What flavor are you getting?
Oh, I'm going with the nacho cheese.
Yeah, nacho.
Oh, obviously.
Far.
Stupid question.
I love it. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
No problem. Have a great morning, guys.
You too, buddy. Bye. There's an item that's in high demand since COVID. It's a luxury item, and they're selling out everywhere. And no, it's not a hot tub.
Okay, what do we got?
The answer is expensive cats.
Come on.
So I'm curious if any of our listeners own a luxury cat.
So what do you mean by luxury? Like they have a little top hat and a monocle?
No, like the actual...
They're riding around the Rolls Royce.
No, they're just all... like fancy breeds,
and
Johnny.
They're always on a pillow and they're...
They're like, brush me and feed me some grapes. No, they're these high-end purebred cats. Listen, I am in no way saying support somebody who's like breeding over the Humane Society or, you know, any of our local adoption societies. But there is this high demand for these purebred cats. Like Sean said, my girlfriend and I are interested in the Bengal cat.
Okay.
$3,000 from a good breeder. If they're unique, sometimes they can get up to like $7,000.
Come on.
I know. It's insane.
Wow.
Some of the other more popular and expensive cats that are currently in shortage are Burmese cats. Okay. Those go for $1,100.
What?
The Ragdoll cat So the reason
that's a $1,200 cat.
$1,200 cat. I know. Kind of basic looking. Not really sure what's going on there. Apparently they're called ragdoll because when you like pick them up, they just like flimp.
Oh.
Which would be my ideal cat because I'm kind of scared of them. I'm like, why do they hate me? The British short hair is $1,300. Also in high demand. People can't seem to find them.
Wow.
Those ones are like the really pretty fluffy gray ones with yellow eyes.
Okay.
You know
I know exactly what you're talking about.
The Sphinx cat, also known as like the naked cat.
Right. That's the hairless
the
one.
The ones that look like, you know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah.
$1,800 for that thing. I'm like,
really?
If I'm going to be spending $1,800 or going to someone's house and they have a naked cat, I'm not interested in touching it. Sorry.
You own a very expensive cat, but I bought it, got him from the Humane Society.
No way. Score.
Yeah, I got a Norwegian forest cat, which are actually quite rare. He's giant. He's related to the Maine Coon. And yeah, he probably goes for $2,000-$3,000
if you
got a breeder.
Ouch.
So
no.
What makes you think, like, why was this cat dropped off at the Humane Society?
Because he's huge.
Like, how big are we talking here? Compare it to something.
He's 23 pounds, and he's not fat.
How much do you have to feed this cat?
Actually, not much. He eats less than my other cat.
Okay, well, when you hang up and once you're parked safe, we're going to need a picture of this
100%.
Cat.
Well, he is kind of a model, so.
Perfect. Send it our way, Lindsay.
Okay, did she send something in?
Yeah, I just got the picture. Oh, yeah. You know when you put something in the sink and it's like melting over the sides because it's so big? She sent a picture of Mac. That's the name of the Norwegian forest cat and like barely fits in the sink. Okay, I feel like we should pivot this to who has the biggest cat.
Just kidding. Yeah, there we go.
Send your pic. How many people on my Instagram that I follow that were stranded in Kelowna this weekend? They couldn't get back to work for this morning because of the smoke.
First of all, Kelowna seems to be like the hotspot for Edmontonians to go to.
Oh, they love it.
Every person is going to Kelowna, and now they're getting stranded.
Yeah, so I've had some of my wildest vacations in Kelowna, so I get it. Like when I was a bit younger, my girlfriends and I would always travel there and just have the best time. With the smoke, I just don't get the appeal of going in the first place. I even saw one girl who said our flights were canceled. We can't go home until Wednesday, but I work Tuesday. Is anybody driving home to Edmonton from Kelowna? And she actually found someone. I was like, how many followers do you have? How'd you find someone?
She's hitching a ride back.
She hitched a ride. She posted an updated picture of her in a car with these two guys. And she's like, thank God for Instagram shout outs. She was successful in finding a ride home from Kelowna. I swear wherever I go, when I do go on vacation, there always seems to be some sort of weather mishap.
Natural disaster.
And honestly, when I was at BVJ that one year, it was when the big windstorm happened. When I went to Electric Daisy Festival in Vegas, there was a huge windstorm. And keep in mind, there was only one door to get in and out because they had to be so tight with their security.
Right.
So when they were like, there's a huge storm, this is like Final Destination vibes. We all had to leave in like a single file. It was so
in
hectic.
Vegas.
It was awful.
Did the DJ keep playing? And you guys are all walking out.
Yeah, we're all like jamming out. We're dancing out. Whoa.
I was almost stranded in Cuba. This close. Like this close.
And would you say that it was okay or were you stressed?
Well, they kind of stressed because before we got on the flight, they warned us and said Castro, who is like their president dictator guy, right, is on his deathbed at the time. And he goes, if he passes away while you're there, there could be a civil war.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, this is a couple days before going to Cuba. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so is this safe? Like, oh, yeah. Like,
come on down.
If it doesn't happen, you're fine. Just party, right? Just
every day you're stressed when you wake up.
Okay. And then a guy on our trip, because we were with a bunch of people, a guy on our trip started buying illegal photos of Castro. Because I guess if he's if you have a picture of him, that's super legal. So he started buying them from like vendors and stuff. And I was like, this is not the place to do this. We're going to be hauled away here.
I hate that your entire vacation sounded extremely stressful. Like even you just talking right now made my shoulders tense up.
There's guys with guns everywhere.
Yeah.
We had fun, but it was way more tense than I was expecting.
I think you're like me. We just have bad luck. We just can't go anywhere.
No.
So no vacations anytime soon. All right. Do you watch any trash TV at all? Like, I'm talking Love Island, even something like Bachelor, any of it?
On purpose? No.
Okay.
Through my wife, yes.
So she does watch
it. Oh, totally.
Okay.
We're into, how many housewives?
Oh, yes.
There's like 7 different versions now.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, Bachelor, Bachelorette is on.
There's a new one. And you need to know about it.
You seem way too excited about this.
I know. And listen, I don't even care for shows like Love Island. Okay. And I don't. Oh,
yeah. What is the deal with Love Island, first off? Is it on every single day? Because I see a new trailer every day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's different like seasons. There's different versions of it, I think.
Holy.
Yeah. So there's a new one. And again, like I said, it's really hard for me to get into shows like this. But okay. I am absolutely hooked on F-Boy Island.
That's the name of it?
So it's on HBO, it's on Crave, and Nikki Glaser, who is an amazing comedian.
She's funny.
She's the host of it.
Oh, okay.
And she even like sought it out. She was like, I want to be the host of this, because there are some other ones. There's one in the UK and stuff, right?
Okay.
So basically what it is there's three women and they're looking for love, but there are 25 guys that are also on this island, 12 of which are nice guys. The other 12 are F-boys, and they are only there to win money. So if they're the last guy on the island or they get chosen, they could potentially only choose the money.
Right.
Whereas, so each week they send guys home, and then that's when they reveal if they're a nice guy or if they're an F-boy. But the best part is, even after they're sent, quote unquote, home,
yeah,
they're not. The F-boys, if they're revealed, they go to this like little like jail place where they have like no luxury food. All they can eat is like coconuts. And then the nice guys who are kicked off go and stay in this massive mansion. And they get to just watch everything unfold. It is so good.
You seem so passionate.
There are only 3 episodes out right now. Crushed them all yesterday. Highly recommend F-Boy Island. And I think the best part is Nikki Glaser, because she just roasts these guys. She's like, all right, grab your protein powder and get the heck out of here. She's ruthless. So highly recommend it if you're listening right now. This is a cue. This is a sign. Go watch F-Boy Island.
Crave. HBO Max.
So good. Do it.
Okay, one episode. You get one.
3. I want everyone's honest opinion. Whose side are you on? There is this story about a husband who's furious with his wife because she left him at the restaurant. But here's why.
So he's mad.
He's mad.
Because she left.
Yes, but she's the one that posted this on Reddit. And she said, whose side are you on? Like, from an outside perspective. She says, my husband takes up to 5 hours a day using the bathroom, and this was my last straw. Are you on his side or mine? We went to a restaurant, and he's like, I'm just going to go to the washroom real quick. And she even made a point to be like, honey, I know that you like to like be on your phone or whatever it is you do in there, but like our food is going to be here soon, so try to be quick. And he like laughed in her face and was like, don't worry about it. Goes to the bathroom, 20 minutes passes, still no husband. 30 minutes goes by, 40 minutes rolls by, the food is out, it's getting cold. So she just said, you know what, screw it. She ate her half, paid her half of the bill, and left him there. So like, whose side are you on? What is it that, what are you doing on your phone? I'm trying to even think myself, like, if I'm using the washroom and I'm on my phone, what would be something that would distract me for 40 minutes at a restaurant when I'm on a date?
You must have a mad game of like Angry Birds happening or something.
See, it's either that or it could be the potential like rise of TikTok. You know, when you're scrolling through that and you're like, whoa, it's been a day and a half and I've just been scrolling.
In the vortex.
Yeah. Or perhaps, like, this guy has a medical problem. Like, you need to see a doctor, man.
Right.
But I don't think that's it. If you're in the bathroom for 5 hours a day, that's what she said. She said, on average,
five
he's in there for
hours.
5 hours
that's
a day.
That's like a part-time job.
So whose side would you be on if she's saying, like, my husband's mad at me for leaving? It's like, okay, but he, what?
I get it. If you're a busy guy and you need to have a break.
See, what's your perspective? Like, you being a really busy guy, you've got 2 jobs, you've got a toddler running around. What do you do on your phone in the bathroom? Or is that too much of a personal question?
No. A lot of time, honestly, a lot of times answering emails.
Right.
And checking in, making sure everybody's good. So you answer emails. And then I get to a point, though, where Jackson, if he knows I'm in there, like he comes banging on the door. Da-da! Bum, 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 bum.
Right.
That scares me bad. But also the other point here is like, you can't be in there that long because your legs fall asleep.
Well, you get that like red rim. You get the red rim. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so here's my last guess on what this guy is actually doing.
Okay.
He's not in the bathroom at all. He's Mrs. Doubtfire. He's wearing a wig at another table with his secret family.
I love it.
107.
We were going to start a discussion about something, but then Marcy called us just to thank us because she won a gift card with us a couple weeks ago, and that was just so sweet of her to check in. So we were like, oh, we're going to be talking about this. We might as well ask Marcy the question.
So,
but her answer was such a mood, and it's such a mic drop that I'm like, I don't even want to take other calls on this.
Hey, Marcy, would you rather have a $20,000 wedding or a $20,000 honeymoon?
I would rather jump off a bridge than get married.
Discovered something yesterday with the roommates, Ryder and Grant Johnson. He does the morning show on Cruise. Ryder's off today. Johnny Jasno is filling in with me.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you. Maybe you have one as well.
Okay.
So both of them have this weird hard bump on their shin.
Yeah.
And it looks like a nipple.
Okay.
So I've now named it a shinipple.
Okay.
And I posted their shinipples on my Instagram story and just did a poll. Like, do you think that it's weird that they both have this matching hard kind of pinkish bump?
Right.
Because it's not a mole.
Right.
So I have no idea what it
is. Does this count? Hold on. That there? What do you think?
It's giving me moly vibes, but is it hard? Like,
it's semi-hard.
Huh.
Like, it's a bump.
That could be a shinipple. I would go to a dermatologist.
Really? Are you serious?
Are you not a moly person? You don't go to a dermatologist regularly like me?
That's a thing?
Well, okay, you don't know the struggle of constantly being like, is this one bad? I have to go to my dermatologist. And then you got to go through your doctor. And then they recommend someone. And it's a process. But I do highly recommend it if you are a moly individual or you have a growth of some sort that's like questionable, uneven. So they both have this shinipple. And I'm curious if our listeners also have one. Because I got several messages of people sending me pictures of their shin. And they have the same thing. It's a little pink nipple on their shin.
Right.
But we don't know what it is.
Where it came from.
Maybe you have one of those, or maybe you have something on your body that you're like, oh no, there's no way other people have this, but they might.
Okay, you ready for this one?
You have something else besides your potential shinipple?
I'm pretty sure I have a rock in my arm. Like,
what do you mean? Tricep. Like a pebble underneath your tricep?
Like underneath the skin and above the muscle. I fell off my bike when I was young and something happened. And like, there's like a heart. You want to feel it?
I do want to feel it.
I'm coming over.
Yeah. There was a girl when I was in elementary, she actually kind of had something similar where she showed me her knee and had a bump in it. And she was like,
right here.
Oh my God, it is a little pebble.
Should we cut it out?
Live on air. Either that or like, you actually should go to the dermatologist. Have you ever done an air band concert at school?
Yeah, we did them. We did them all the time. I bet you it was like almost once a month.
Okay, because I still remember specifically one time I did air band, and it was a song off of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch soundtrack.
Okay.
Do you know this? Does anyone know this song?
What?
Turn it up. Someone has to know it.
What?
Wait for like the beat to really come in.
Okay.
Like picture me with my fake guitar. Here we go.
Made out of cardboard.
Yep. Right here. Big hit. Backlash. I see your face and I wanna smash. You don't know that song? Oh.
Were your drumsticks rulers?
No.
That's what we did.
We need to do like a Play 107, 90s at 9 air band concert. Johnny, it's your chance. You can do this next song.
Okay, so the next song, like picture this, a microphone. I'm on the stage in a small town, Saskatchewan, and there's a mini trampoline behind me, okay? And then this hits. Because you get knocked down.
So you'd fall back and then get back up every time.
Exactly. Here we go.
Clever. Is this what you do all the time when you're in here? You just go on YouTube and you watch videos from The Price is Right? Is that your...
Sometimes they pop up in my feed and I'm like, well, I better check it out because I haven't seen Bob Barker in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, the old school, like from the 70s and 80s, Price is Right.
$1 Bob. I didn't even realize that they would have some of their most iconic clips. Yeah. On YouTube, you could just watch them. People winning the best prizes. And it just brings me back. back because it is 90s and 9. Those were the days where I would always pretend to be sick so I could stay home at 11 a.m. I'd have my chicken noodle soup, my ginger ale, and my Price is Right.
Let's make the 90s stay-at-home sick starter pack.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Bob Barker. You're in the basement. You have the like orange fluffy carpet.
Right.
You've got the matching couch that has the flowers on it, also orange.
And a Afghan for a blanket.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then you have your can of ginger ale.
You're bringing your pillow down from upstairs, though.
Yes, you have your bedroom pillow.
Bed pillow.
You have a glass with ice to pour your ginger ale in.
Nice.
You have your Lipton's chicken noodle soup with the premium saltine crackers.
Alligators or not alligators?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you never had the chicken noodle soup? It was alligators for noodles?
No. Oh. I just had like the boring stick ones.
No,
you get
alligators.
What the heck, Mom? Yeah. I'll call her after the show and be like, why didn't you love me? Give me the alligator soup. What else? What are we missing? Hit us up, 780-784-7107. What are we missing?
My mom was big on Vicks Vapor Rub.
So she put it on your feet, and then she put the big socks on.
And make sure at noon you do it again, put some more Vicks on.
You had the little, the Magic Bean heat bag.
Oh, yeah.
For your tummy. What else are we missing here for the 90s staying home sick
What was on
pack?
After Price is Right? I can't remember now.
Don't do this to me. I would be on MSN at that point.
Oh.
Just kidding. Sarah texted in saying the vomit bowl that gets reused as a chip bowl.
Oh,
it's so true.
Oh God.
Yeah, and Shelby wrote in saying, "Was I the only one who indulged in Jerry Springer?" And I said, "No, I always watched that, but also would watch Maury. And I know that it was on around 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock because my dad would always get home from work, and then I'd quickly have to change the channel because." Obviously, your dad, when you're in elementary, doesn't want you watching Who's the Father episodes. He'd be like, We are joined by Cal Mustara from Maxwell Progressive, your go-to if you are looking for a house to buy, if you want to put your house on the market. Cal, can you tell us some tips to sell a home quicker?
You want to start from the outside end. So your first step would be to increase the curb appeal. So it's the first impression of the home. It's when somebody drives up, invest a little bit of money in washing the windows, cleaning the gutters, maybe add some flowers to the front, make sure there aren't, you know, any garbage, cigarette butts, anything that's going to deter anybody from wanting to go in.
And like creating an experience is pretty cool too. How can you do that?
Oh, absolutely. You can add some music, some ambient lights, candles, any kind of smell that you can add to it, incense.
Okay, Cal, have you ever baked cookies in a showing so it smells like a home?
You know what? I've gone to Home Sense or one of those kind of places and gotten those sprays that smell like baked cookies. So I've kind of cheated along the way.
It's so smart though, because it creates this mood where you walk in and you're like, oh, I feel like this could be my home.
Exactly.
So with that said, is it smart to depersonalize your home?
Yeah, you want to feel like you're going into a brand new show home. All personal photos, awards, collectibles. And a little tip too, it kind of gives a tell on what's going on as well. If there's, you know, a photo of a brand new baby, it looks like it's a must move situation. So remove all those kind of things.
Holy, I've never even thought about that. That's so smart. Cal, how do you correctly price your home?
So you don't want to fall into the pitfall of asking what everybody else is pricing currently and looking at what's available. You want to look at what's sold that has the exact same specifications as your home, you know, whether it has a finished basement, garage. You want to look at all the things that your home has that has sold in your area in the last 6 months, because the market doesn't lie. Exactly what sold is most likely what yours is going to sell for.
Do you offer a free market evaluation on people's homes?
Absolutely, every time. No obligation, free evaluation. Just give me a call for it.
I love that. And so why should people hire a seller's agent like yourself?
At the end of the day, it's more than just selling the home. It's an education. You're going to diagnose the price of the home, and you're going to continue to be in the know. I'll give you a call basically every single week, send you a report, let you know what else is selling, at what price, and then added tips, what we can keep doing. And then I'll also give you the feedback every single time that I bring someone in, or a different agent bring someone in, and we just kind of continue to redevelop a game plan. Also, we have a large amount of marketing platforms. So whether it's our personal websites, websites for the brokerage we're at, also connections with many mortgage brokers and real estate lawyers that also happily promote your home.
It sounds like you literally just take all the stress away when somebody is looking for a home and trying to sell their home. So where can people reach out to you? Where can they find you?
You can call me on my number, 780-266-3696, or calmustara.com, or my Instagram at YEGCal. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.